Welcome to the Team Building Show for Canadians, the podcast where we build the future, starting today. High-level conversations, real estate strategies, tips and experiences from the top team leaders on real estate in Canada. We don't dream about success. We build it together. Starting now, the Team Building Show for Canadians.
Welcome back to the Team Building Show for Canadians. Today, I'm so excited to bring my friend, my mentor, my colleague, Kristen Billing, to the call with us and talking to us about client experience and some amazing stuff that she's been building out. So thanks for coming on board, Kristen. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm amazing.
Love it. So I think this is going to be one of our, kind of in-depth episodes, really focusing on systems. That's something that you're the queen of, you're super talented at. And I want to dive right into it. Talk to me about your journey so that those that are listening can understand who you are and what your role has been in real estate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is such a funny question because I feel like everything that I've done in my career, you know, when I started working as a young person, you know, in my teens up until now, everything kind of led me to where I am right now. So I have actually had over the course of my adult life, I think it's 67 different jobs. Many of them were, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I've had many, many jobs. A lot of them I had at the same time. So I typically would have like 3 or 4 jobs because I'm someone who likes to have a lot going on. I always feel like I want to be in situations where I'm meeting different people and I'm learning different things. And I have a very, I don't want to say a short attention span, but I do. I have a short attention span. I like to move on to things quickly. So I did that. And I worked in the service industry for a very, very, very long time. I bartended. I worked at a hotel. I worked in customer service at Lululemon and other retail stores. I was a yoga teacher. I was a news reporter, a crime reporter for a newspaper. And I did that on my bicycle. I would like ride to crime scenes and write about these different things. And I think out of everything that I did, what I realized, because I used to be very painfully shy when I worked as a crime reporter, it kind of put me in a place where I had to constantly talk to people who did not want to talk to me. So you're talking to people who are convicted of something, or their children are convicted of something, or, you know, maybe a family member was in an accident, and they would get a phone call from me and I would have to convince them to give me a quote, to tell me their story, to talk to me, and they wanted nothing to do with me. And so because of that, I feel like that was the best possible job that I could have had to make me find being an ISA not so challenging. Because I was okay with getting hung up on. I was okay with people, you know, not wanting to talk to me. And that's really how I started in real estate. I was, you know, living in Hamilton, loving it there, working as a yoga teacher. And I saw an ad come up for McKay Realty Network. And so when I saw that come up, I kind of thought, oh, like this seems like it could be interesting. Like it looks like there's a lot of room for growth. Like I checked out what Sandy was doing there. And so when I went in for the job interview and I walked into their office on Main Street in Hamilton, I just felt a really good vibes coming from there. Like it seemed like a really passionate group of people who were really driven and really, and I didn't know about a lot of these different things that they talked about, like having a growth mindset. And I couldn't have articulated what I saw that I really liked at the time. But now looking back, I think what I recognized was you had a group of people who were really motivated, really driven, really passionate about what they do. And so when I met with the team and I met with Sandy there, I just thought, okay, I have to come here. I have to start working here. I quit all the other jobs that I had. I think I had like 3 or 4 at that time. And I really just focused on being an ISA and learning what that was all about. And it was so funny because at the time, it was early in the days of MRN. So there weren't a lot of systems in place. And I remember there was this tiny little ISA office, generously called the ISA office. It's this little closet room. It's the cutest little place. I actually love it. I love that office. And I remember my first day walking in there and bringing my laptop. And, you know, I had to plug a phone into the jack there because I, you know, whatever, that's what I was using. And essentially my training was, okay, here's the database, get going. And I think that was such a gift because I think generally when I look at the course of all the different jobs that I've had, I've done best in places where I really could just dive in, learn, and create my own role because there weren't any systems in place. And so I was really lucky in the sense that I got to jump in as an ISA and learn how to do that and learn how the database worked and build relationships with the agents. You know, Mike Johnson was just starting out at that time. So he was booking a lot of appointments for himself with people who were downsizing, and I was booking those for him too. And it was just a really great time. It was really exciting doing that. And what I realized on those calls was my absolute favorite thing in the world was if I was calling people in the database and they maybe weren't ready to book an appointment, I really loved calling them back. And I felt like I was developing relationships with the people in our database. And that's what I loved. And I started kind of realizing that there were a lot of things that these people needed that could get them to sign on with us. Things like, you know, if we offered to get them a junk removal service or book vendors, or if we noticed that somebody was going to be moving to a new area, then sending them details about, you know, the YMCA, if they like to swim, you know, different things like that. And that's what I really, really loved. And so moving over into client care and building that out was really exciting for me because that's really what I loved. I really loved building relationships. I really loved being that leverage point for agents. And so throughout my time at MRN, it really started in ISA and then just kind of learning that whole transaction process, what it looks like, and creating a place where I really got to lean on the different skills that I had developed along the way, right? And so being I'm still at MRN now, doing client care there. And so moving from ISA to client care, I mean, it was a natural progression for me. I think now with systems, I really, really love focusing on client care, how we can improve client care scalability, but still provide a certain level of service by really leveraging technology, using our automations and our systems in our CRM and other tools. And so that has been really beautiful. And then also realizing that I can take this and package it and offer it to people outside of MRN, which is what I'm doing now with Strata. So that's a long-winded way of saying that I really love people and I love systems and I love technology. And I think a lot of times people, they tend to have this attitude that technology takes away that personal touch, or they're afraid of losing that if they lean on technology and systems. But I think it actually just elevates it to a really
efficient and purposeful.
I agree, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
I love that. It's been super cool to be kind of in this journey together. For those listening, but Kristen was one of the first people I spoke to when I first started at McKay Realty Network when we were trying to decide if I was going to be a good fit on the team. You were also the first person that was leading me on the team. We started in the ISA role together, and you know, as I kind of grew in that role, you stepped out and kept leading the client care side, and it just worked so seamlessly. And I got to say, you're like the most positive person that I know, and you always have been. Like, I've never seen you in a bad mood or upset. What do you think? I mean, what do you tie that to? Like, how do you keep yourself so positive and so upbeat all the time?
I love you saying that because that's how I feel about you too. I think that's partly why we always work so well together, because we really do approach things in the same sort of frame of mind. You know what I think it is? I've thought a lot about that question actually, because I don't think that I'm necessarily in a good mood all the time. I do think though that I tend to come from a place of curiosity and from a place of service. And also from a place of, most people really don't like this description I'm going to give. I really do approach things from a place where I realize we're all going to die. I'm going to die. And most things
don't matter. Matter
that much.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that at the end of the day, if you remember those three things that, you know, number one, you're not going to be here forever. Number two, if you're coming from service and curiosity, it really tends to diffuse any situation that could come up, right? And I think especially when you're on that client experience side and you're dealing with different situations that can come up, especially in real estate, I feel like it's a bunch of really passionate people. Lots of things can go wrong. Sometimes things go wrong, not always, but oftentimes you've got a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. And I think generally when anything goes wrong, it can be fixed. And as long as you understand that and you can communicate that and you take responsibility for those things, nothing really has to ruffle you up too much, right? So I think there's all of that. And I think just because you might not be feeling 100%, let's say, you know, I have a toddler, right? And so I went through he's sleeping pretty well now, but I went through a good chunk of time there where I really wasn't getting a lot of sleep. And I found in that time, it was actually a really great thing that happened because it was a great learning. I realized, okay, you can be tired and you can be a million other things at the same time, right? So I think recognizing that, yeah, I might not feel amazing or super positive all the time, but I can choose how I show up, right? And it's not the same as fake it till you make it, but essentially I can be feeling down, but I can still also be in gratitude. I can still also show up in this other way.
Right? Yeah, you get to control the state that you show up as. I totally appreciate that and I love that. No, but it's been super cool. Obviously, you've implemented a lot of great systems to make the client experience absolutely amazing, to leverage for the realtors so that they can just go out and do what they're good at, which is always just lead generation, selling, negotiating, and you can take that piece and own it because that's what you're good at. So talk to us about what Strata is and what that means to you now being able to offer this as a service to other people.
I would love to. Okay, so here's the thing with Strata. Originally, it came up because I was talking to a lot of agents, either solo or on smaller teams, and what they were telling me was they were getting phone calls from their clients 24 hours a day. They're getting text messages. They're getting phone calls. They're spending all day trying to book vendors. And the thing is, like, that's what I do, right? Like, that's what Strata does. We take care of all of these different tasks that agents really shouldn't be working on, and we take care of them for them, and we make sure that they're in the loop when those things are being completed and when they're done. So for example, you know, when we work with our agents and they send their paperwork in, what we're trying to do is have them pass off that paperwork. We take it and we get everything set up for them so that they don't even have to worry about it. I mean, it's really funny, actually. I asked a few of our clients to send me photos of them traveling because they got paperwork signed the day before they were going on a big trip. This happened twice recently. And one of them was going, like, he was going, like, far, far away for a few weeks, going to visit family. And while we were broker loading his listing and talking to the client and setting up showing instructions and interboarding it with another board, he was on a fishing boat catching fish. I'm not even kidding. He sent me the photo, right? And so I'm not saying that you have to be someone who travels to use Strata services, but it kind of just gives you the perspective. Okay, you honestly just have to do your 20%. Get that paperwork signed, send it in, and we take care of everything from welcoming that client, making sure that they understand that we're here to support them and they have a concierge that's personal to them throughout that contract to close process. So what's great about that is the agent then isn't going to be fielding all those phone calls. You know, if an agent's at home with their spouse or their kids and they're watching a movie, they're not going to be texting with their client because their client knows to reach out to their client concierge for those things, right? So that's a major thing. And then in terms of, you know, doing all that follow-up in that pre-list area, we're getting everything booked and set up so that we stick to that timeline. So the client feels really confident in the services that we're providing. And one thing that we've actually added in recently is a referral automation. So now we have a place for clients to send in their referrals. We're making sure we're making that ask at pivotal moments throughout that transaction process, right? And that's been really great too. So you know, that's what it looks like in terms of from contract to close, what else we're doing other than doing setup for vendors and bookings. we're also doing weekly check-ins with clients, right? So we're making sure they're feeling super supported, that they have any questions that they need answered or being answered. If they need to reach the agent, then we'll make that connection. But generally, we're the primary mode of contact for that client through the process. We're not replacing the agent. We're just adding to what the agent does. And then we also offer customizations in our action plan. So, you know, if an agent has a specific template that they like to use, or, you know, preferred vendors that they like to send out at a certain part of the process, then we would take all that in and work it into the systems that we use.
I love that. The importance of a great service is that, well, if we have a realtor, let's say, I think I heard the stat that on the National Association of Realtors that the average transaction takes about 50 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say showings are X amount of time, the client, the transaction management, the client care, the booking, the service providers, all of that. Let's say the part that you can take away is about 60 to 70% of it. And the mm-hmm. realtor only has to focus on continuing to build the relationship with the client mm-hmm. and provide them the service that they know best. So let's say that 50 hours, let's say the average transaction is 15 grand, just to keep it simple. That means that the realtor that's handling the transaction by themselves, they're spending that full 50 hours. They're making about $300 an hour mm-hmm. versus when they start putting leverage, like what you provide through Strata, into their business, although there's obviously costs associated with it or certain things that they might have to sacrifice in order to get that time back. Let's say of those 50 hours, that now dwindles down to only 10 hours per transaction. Then in effect, their dollar per hour goes up exponentially. And then they can devote more time to things like getting more clients, you know, being out there, building relationships and providing a great service and not have to worry about those things. So I think that's the thing that a lot of people miss is like, how can you bring up your dollar per hour by implementing systems and leverage like yours?
100%. I absolutely love that you explained it that way, Anna. And the thing is too, I think that's important to keep in mind because we are human beings. The fact of the matter is if you are focused on lead gen and you're doing your agent activities, but then you have to pull yourself out of that to book vendors and to follow up on that. I mean, if you're going to vendors, it's removing you from what you should be spending your time doing. And it's a different part of your brain that you're utilizing to do that task, right? So it's better to just stay focused on your 20%. You know, I was joking with an agent recently saying, I wouldn't go to a listing appointment because that's not my 20%. I'm not a realtor. So that's not my area. What is my area is the client experience piece in the transactions. That's my area. So agents, they have no business being up in there. They should be doing their 20% and they should let us take care of that for them because we know based on the sheer number of transactions that we've done, we know what works. We know when clients want to hear from us. We know how to make sure that they give us a referral and a testimonial and a Google review. And we know how to make sure they have a great experience where they feel connected and they understand that we're a connection of their realtor, right? So like I said, we're not replacing them at all. We're just supplementing. And I think that at the end of the day, what we're trying to create is a system where we're supporting agents, their mental health, first of all, because we're setting that boundary for them. We're taking that, the need for them to respond all the time, 24 hours a day to messages.
We're teaching the clients how to treat them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And what's great about that is that the agent, they don't even need to be involved in that. I mean, we're doing that on the welcome call for them. Right. And so I, at the end of the day, it's like, I've been thinking a lot about what business are we in at Strata, right? What business are we actually in? I honestly would say that we're a wellness company because we're looking after agents. We're looking after their mental health. We're looking after their schedule so they can invest time in other things, whether it is getting more deals or if it's spending more time with their family or being able to leave your phone in the locker room to go to a spin class or a yoga class, whatever it is, right? And so I think we're a wellness company. And it's the same with the clients too, because ultimately what we want to create is an incredible experience for the agents and their clients, right? Sure. The same.
Well, I love that. I love that. And I think you explained it super well. Where can people reach out to you if they want to know more about Strata or get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I would please anybody connect with me because I love connecting with everybody all the time. I just, I'm like a golden retriever. I can be reached online. So our website is stratacx.ca. You can also find me on Instagram at kristen.billing. And also I'm on Facebook, but I shouldn't list that because I don't think I have a URL for it. So I would say on stratacx.ca or kristen.billing on Instagram.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kristen. We'll definitely have you back on to talk more about systems. It was great chatting with you briefly and hearing about your story. Thanks again.
Thanks, Anna. Always great to connect with you.
Likewise.
Thanks for listening to the Team Building Show for Canadians. Hope you enjoy it and find valuable information that helps you to start building your future today. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe, comment, and give a like to the show. Remember, you can listen to it anytime on Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube.